Anderson here of here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Why am I hearing an echo of my own voice? Hello, hello, hello. Why is that? At any rate, welcome to the shoe, as Ed Sullivan used to say, your really big shoe. And my guest today is my return guest and World Impact News partner, Jason Mangum. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing wonderful today. Thank you, Mark.
Yes, God has blessed this day. Praise Jesus. Beautiful weather here in Michigan. Hopefully the same in Texas where you're at.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I made the odd choice today, Jason. I know you're going to ask me what's wrong, but I bought a newspaper today.
How dare you do that?
I bought a newspaper today. It's like the commercial that RBN runs. A newspaper, don't you know that's a bunch of malarkey, that one ad they run? Well, I'm
How
just like
you.
The people in the ad. I know. I got this ink on my hands, and I don't know what this, you know, where this ink comes from, but certainly, you know, I don't know if everything is so dangerous. I don't know why USA Today or the New York Times would want to spread its newspapers around, because, you know, that could go from hand to hand and, you know, nose to nose, and who knows what could spread. And that would be the germs. Of course, even if there were no germs, we would still have the germ of propaganda. But they managed to fit this headline on the front page of today's USA Today, Jason. And we're going to talk a little bit about your field work, checking out hospitals in South Texas in just a few minutes. We've been, of course, checking out, ladies and gentlemen, these claims of overwhelmed or sick hospitals, doing the best we can. It's an ongoing thing. But the headline they managed to squeeze in today, although it pained them to say this, is Nation Begins Its Withdrawal from the WHO. Trump administration has officially begun to withdraw the United States from the World Health Organization. Well, this must be painful for the globalists, Jason.
Yeah, but that's exciting stuff right there.
That they saw the same. It is. But in their recent memory banks, the globalists have had to put up with Trump backing out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Paris Treaty of 2015 concerning man-made global warming from our gas grills, our cows, our cars, and our smokestacks. And, of course, the USA Today article has to add this caveat that the Trump administration wants to withdraw from the WHO even as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to grip the globe and infections spike in many states across the U.S. Blah, 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 blah. So they throw that in there, of course, and this entire paper, the first newspaper I've bought in a long time, is one anti-Trump polemic after another. Fauci says U.S. handle on virus is not very good. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, blah, 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 blah. He's saying we are still knee-deep in the first wave of this. He's saying this is still the first wave. That's funny. I thought everyone else on the planet was saying this was not still the first wave. And they call him, of course, the nation's foremost on infectious disease. Remember, Jay, anything about anything infectious diseases, if you ain't Fauci, that's of course the other sub theme in this rag that USA Today put out today, like every day. But you know, this is pretty gutsy of President. You know, it was the Trans-Pacific Partnership, it was the Paris Treaty, and now it's this. He's really proving his bona fides here. You know, a lot of people are skeptical of him. But just when you think he's kind of maybe pulling back from the front lines, you might say, in this fight for our Constitution, then he steps forward. You know, he made a very gutsy move, even speaking at Mount Rushmore, where he did, in the way he did, and in the things he had to say. And now comes along this, and it really shows a lot of tenaciousness on his part. Your thoughts?
Yeah, if there was any doubt in anyone's mind, we can see Trump now making America first, following what he has claimed, first, you know, America first agenda. And that's what's beginning to unfold. Why do we need to be part of WHO? Why are we still part of UN? That should be the next step. Let's just get rid of those ties as well. So, because we all know that they're all connected with even the defunding of the police, because they want to move in their military police into the United States. So anyway, I think Trump is making some great, great moves, and has definitely proved himself. And I think to the point, I would say even, Mark, is that's why we can see even further attacks. I mean, he did a tremendous job in the economy, jobs. I mean, the old Democratic Party would be proud because they were for the working man. Yet, it seems when Trump does it, that must be wrong. It must be, so, you know, you could see now them playing their cards and creating all of this havoc and issues. Because really, the reality is anything the left touches, they destroy. So,
yeah, it doesn't turn to gold, it turns to dung. Absolutely. You know, that what you said, and we've had this in our discussions off the air and on the air, including, I believe, Trump's triumph and the Dems' downfall was one of our semi-earlier World Impact News videos at our website, worldimpactnews.net. And in that Dems' downfall, Trump's triumph video, I recall that we talked about how this ain't JFK's Democratic Party. Roughly, the Democratic Party of any tradition, of any shred of honor, ended with him, arguably. Once Lyndon Johnson got in there and gave us the Great Society, not, then the Democratic Party was all but cooked then, pretty much toast. But it hadn't become inexorably and irretrievably and irrevocably Marxist yet, which now it has. So it literally is worthless. It's a criminal syndicate posing as a party. And why they're even called a political party is beyond me. They excuse and they actually aid and abet the street crimes of the rioters and arsonists and looters. They enable the mass-killing abortion industry. Everything they do is an insult to even the slightest thread of justice. And really, there's just nothing left there. It's completely dissolved. This doesn't mean we look at everything with Trump with rose-colored glasses. It doesn't mean we excuse the sins of the Republican Party, not by a long shot. But the contrast is so great now, and we've said it before, we'll say it again. The old saying by George Wallace that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties, which was true, is no longer true.
Yeah, and I would like to mention, too, just the fact about Lyndon B. Johnson is Lyndon B. Johnson was the one who introduced in the inner cities across America that he would give a check to every illegitimate child that was born. But the thing about it is that there could be no man in the household. So he's the one that's actually created the problems of the fatherless homes, because before he came around, even in black homes, you saw 75 to 77% of the homes that were actually where there was two parents, the father and the mother.
Right.
After Lyndon B. Johnson came around, that number went down to 24, even 22% of the black homes in America had fathers. So you could see the fatherless homes. So if you want to look at what's going on, that's the Democratic Party in a nutshell. And I think, you know, like you said, JFK undoubtedly was probably the last greatest president that there has been. So
in terms of the Democratic Party, right.
And the Democratic Party, correct.
Yeah, of course, some would argue that he gave us the first basic globalist free trade pact or treaty, which is true. He did maneuver us into the free trade zone, and that is a very glaring mistake. But he also tried to challenge Federal Reserve dominance, and let's just say he was shown the door for it in a very, very dramatic way. Also, it's noted that President Trump, although somewhat subtly, not so subtly anymore, is beginning to also more directly, Jason, challenge the COVID-19 narrative. Because USA Today, of course, is running an article here also today about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, Republican, apparently an ally of Trump. He wants to open Florida schools in the fall. And As he has done for days, the paper says, Trump played down a recent increase in COVID-19 cases. He stressed that death rates from the virus are going down, though scientists fear they will begin to go back up soon as well. You'll notice that Trump basically is stressing data that death rates are quite low compared to the so-called case rates, and that the death rates are going down. But then the newspaper simply talks about scientists' fear that they might begin to go back up. So the newspaper peddles in fear, Trump peddles in facts as close as he can, and yet we're supposed to take the newspaper's narrative more seriously and see Trump as a retrograde or kind of an idiot or a con man. So again, the newspapers talk fear, President Trump talks facts, at least the data, the best data he can get at the time. And the newspaper, by its very words, reveals its perfidy. And I'll also note, Jason, in this ongoing conflation and distortion of language in these so-called newspapers, that I'm also seeing not only do they pump fear over data like I just exemplified there, but they also are now using the word infection and the word case interchangeably. But clearly, and I've talked to a lot of regular doctors, naturopathic people, medical scientists, current and former, clearly that if you simply contract a virus and the PCR test, which is not even reliable, widely used for COVID-19, and the PCR test picks up some trace of the so-called COVID-19 virus, that does not signify an infection. An infection is when the virus lodges in your body, replicates, and begins to generate a viral load. And then, you know, you're infected, you're symptomatic, you're showing symptoms. So they'll try and call a case an infection and an infection a case. Well, not all cases are infections, but I suppose you could say all infections are cases. You see how they try and massage this? And as the death rate is relatively flat or even going down compared to all the cases, and testing is way up, so naturally you're going to find more cases. As this all happens, they recast or they conflate the two words infections and cases to try and make it sound like any case is automatically a serious illness. So it's just a nonstop attack on the truth and a nonstop attack in certain areas on Trump. I've never seen such relentless lies, half-truths, and propaganda in my life. If COVID-19 has done anything good at all, the best thing it's done is expose the press to be even more of a fraud than we thought possible. I didn't even imagine, Jason, that this kind of fraud would even be achievable, that the media is showing.
Yeah, they're, as Trump has been very well at doing, coining certain terms and phrases, they are fake news, but they are the epitome of it. And you can see where once before they actually gave some facts, not opinions, now it's all opinionated, and they're very slanted opinions. So you can see the attack on anyone, not just Trump, but just anyone that would even call themselves a free thinker or a conservative or a Christian. My goodness, you're going to come under scrutiny and attack.
Yeah, you know what I think it is? At its core, what this is an attack on what's normally called natural law. Natural law is sort of a, you know, the logos, the basic fundamental foundations of truth and reality as laid down by our Creator, by God. And ideology runs headlong in a collision course with natural law, because natural law says we have an objective universe and there are certain facts and realities that are not amenable to public opinion or personal opinion. Whereas the Marxist says, I only want to be in a reality that I create And if I don't like a certain fact, I want to be able to say that that fact is no longer a fact and dodge the consequences. I want to be able to say that all truth is subjective and it's my truth and your truth. There is no the truth. I think that's what it boils down to. Tyrants want ideology. They have to be able to bend reality. Otherwise, they cannot create tyranny. So natural law, and anyone that practices the idea of natural or God-given reality, the logos, is seen as an ideological enemy. That's what it seems to be at its essence.
Yeah, I'm reminded of a statement from Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln once addressed a crowd. He was speaking, and he had an audience, and there was a crowd, and he asked the crowd, how many legs does a dog have if you call its tail a leg? And the audience responded with 5. And Lincoln replied to them, says, no, only 4. Just because you call the tail a leg does not make it a leg.
That's a very basic but excellent example. And you'll notice that people fell for it. You know, and I've said before, and I'll say again, that the abandonment of teaching logic, the actual subject of logic, you know, in many of our colleges and universities, or at least downplaying and diminishing it, and certainly not teaching it in high school and not teaching the trivium, grammar, logic, rhetoric, and the mechanics and the infrastructure of thinking and how to arrive at truth, how to discern truth from falsehood, how to solve problems. The abandonment of that in the what used to be the traditional liberal arts education and would have included the Bible has been a disaster morally and intellectually of almost untold magnitude. And I think we're seeing that now. What do you think?
Yeah, 100%, because our founding fathers said all of this that we've done, fought for, put together without morals and values, it's meaningless. And that's why you see society breaking away from the moral compass and the moral guides, and you see a secularism come in. Secularism's come into the schools. Secularism comes into our campuses, our college campuses. Secularism all over the place, which is actually destroying society, because it removes morals. It removes values, and I'm talking about Christian, Judeo-Christian values and morals. So that's what you're seeing is, and that's why you're seeing people attack. It's amazing to me, because to me is you have the Washington Post, just to talk about a little bit more about fake news. The Washington Post says, we've got to get rid of anything that's dealing with George Washington or the founding fathers. Do you know your name is Washington Post? So they're saying, destroy the statues, destroy history, destroy all these things, anything with Washington in it that's named after Washington, you know, because he was a racist. Hello, your name is Washington Post. You are named after George Washington.
We'll be right back with more and some reports on local hospitals right after this.
Smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson, coming to you live today on July 8th, 2020. Don't forget, I have another shipment that just came in of the book, Alice and the Money Tree. You can order it directly from me. A great little hardcover that tells in rhyme and verse with Alice in Wonderland style illustrations about the money scam, how the money masters have worked us over, the money tricksters. Order your copies today. You can write me at truthhound2@yahoo.com, T-R-U-T-H-H-O-U-N-D, the numeral 2 at yahoo.com, two H's, no spaces, or contact me through the station. And it's one book for 10, two for 15, no shipping, even better deals for three or more, a great book for homeschoolers and many, many others. Back to my guest today, my news partner at worldimpactnews.net, Jason Mangum. He's a return guest, and you can see Jason, I know we're getting quite a bit of traffic. Listeners live on the archive can see our latest video about this scamdemic, and that is at worldimpactnews.net, where we bring out Collin County, Texas, and their May 18 meeting. And Ron Paul, the former congressman and former presidential candidate, has commented about this as well, where the May 18 meeting of the Collin County Board up near the Plano area, northeast of Dallas, revealed the, and we've talked about this before on this show, revealed the way that they're inflating, specifically the way they're inflating COVID case counts by adding probable cases to so-called confirmed cases and still calculating COVID deaths without any lab result, without any testing. And it's just amazing to me. And amid all that, Jason, now I read in USA Today that even though USA Today says that we probably shouldn't open the schools in the fall because of COVID, and President Trump is crazy, doesn't know what he's talking about, yet USA Today carrying an article from the Arizona Republic written by Daniel Gonzalez, a syndicated article, they run in the same part of the paper, amid the article where Trump is pulling out of the WHO, and USA Today is against that too, they run, however, that international students, Jason, should be able to not be deported. They should not face deportation. See, so our students shouldn't go back to school, but students from all over the world, if COVID is such a dire threat, well, they can just stay here. So you can see the disingenuousness here, how utterly dishonest the media is, as if we needed to see more. And we'll talk in a few minutes after the bottom of the hour about local hospitals in South Texas. But the hypocrisy is unfathomably sick, thick here. Excuse me. It's just amazing.
Yeah, especially if we're looking at what is being reported, the coronavirus or COVID or whatever people want to call it, the recoveries are soaring. I mean, in Texas, recoveries are actually amazingly high. The recovery, yeah, is something like 99.85% recoveries. I mean, talking about some of the counties, like we mentioned, Collin County, they actually reported 2,682 recoveries. They only had about 3,000 and something cases. So, and I think it's under 50 deaths. So, I mean, Bexar County is over 5,700 recoveries. Harris County, which is probably the largest, you know, it's a well-populated area, over 12,000 recoveries. Travis County, over 8,400 recoveries. So recoveries are soaring. I mean, they are, and which is provenly medically that 99% of people are recovering without any kind of treatment.
See, this is it. Harris County is the third most busy populous precinct for voting in the entire nation, behind New York and L.A., Harris County being the Houston area, very densely populated, Travis County being the Austin area, also well-populated. Excellent statistics to cite, Jason. And this is it. All you hear from the media, again, cases and deaths, but yet we've added probable cases, which have extremely low standards. You don't even have to have a lab test at all. And those are added into the case count. And you have deaths where you don't need a lab test, no lab results needed. They can just assume it looks like you died of COVID-19. Padding the deaths, ginning up the cases, not reporting these huge amounts and huge percentages of recoveries, including in Texas, where I believe, I'm sorry to say, I think Governor Greg Abbott has really blundered here in a big way, a major, major way. He is letting the mass media's fear get to him. It could be worse than that. There could be other reasons. But he is letting the media fear-mongering get to him, at the very least. And why is not Abbott's office talking about these recoveries? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, 100%. And you can see even Senator Scott Jensen in Minnesota has come out, who is a doctor. He's a medical doctor practicing over 40 years. And now he is getting reprimanded by the medical board because he's had complaints against him when he just basically was speaking the facts. So you can see the fear-mongering. And if you speak anything but fear, you're going to be attacked.
Yeah, whose complaints? I'd like to know the origins of those complaints and the legitimacy of them.
And he doesn't even know. They won't even tell him.
That's not fair. That's like not being able to face your accuser. We'll be back with more from Jason Mangum and anyone who might want to call in, 800-313-9443, right after these messages.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. L5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson, live today, July 8th, 2020. My return guest, WorldImpactNews.net partner Jason Mangum, has noted our latest video that really gets into the Collin County revelations from May 18th of how they're ginning up cases and deaths and how that came down from the Texas DSHS, the Department of State Health Services. That is our latest video, Solid Proof COVID-19 Cases Extremely Inflated. You can also see other recent videos, Let's Open Up America Again and Keep It Open, Anarchy for Hire, and COVID-19 Free States and Slave States, worldimpactnews.net. That's my main video outlet. RBN here is my radio outlet, and thetruthhound.com is my blog. And those are my main outlets. I also recently was on alternatecurrentradio.com with Hesher, and we talked about the Hickenlooper affair regarding Bilderberg, and you can also read about that at worldimpactnews.net under the news heading at the top information bar. Jason, I had a talk with Ron Avery the other day, my videographer and architect friend, a newsman in his own right, a citizen journalist in his own right out of Seguin, Texas, and he's a sometimes co-host on here, and he made a very interesting point. You might recall when we did this Solid Proof COVID-19 video, the latest one, and I'm acknowledging right now we have a caller. We'll get to that call in just a moment. When we did that, we talked about the Collin County thing where one case so-called confirmed with the unreliable PCR test, and the probable cases, these new DSHS guidelines, you add the two together, the so-called confirmed case and the probable cases, and you get 17 cases. So they assume one case is accurate with the PCR test, and then they add, let's say, 16 more probable cases, taking into account that the so-called confirmed case is a person that gets in contact with his own family members, gets in contact with his neighbor, then the neighbor's family catches it, and maybe neighbor's coworkers, your own coworkers, so then they come up with these 17 cases. But what Ron pointed out, Jason, before we get to your on-the-ground hospital report, what Ron pointed out is, and he's right about this, that was just one scenario. Another confirmed case, someone with a different lifestyle that has a different job that brings him or her into contact with more people and maybe meets more with extended family, not just the tight-knit nuclear family, depending on lifestyles and contacts, that could be one becoming 40 cases, one becoming 30, possibly one becoming 50. And that was just one example, that 17-case scenario. Very important to point out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where we're seeing the surge. It was exciting to see, Mark, that actually Ron Paul confirmed our story. And he's come out publicly. And I think he's actually used some of, actually, for fact, he's used some of the Collin County material. But it's the surge is because there's these superficial and, I mean, really, it's an illusion to people. I mean, because it's, you know, that it's built on numerous accounting gimmicks. So they're numbering, the way they're doing it is on gimmicks. And so, and that's the thing about it is, and unfortunately, the danger with that and what the media does as well to add more fear is you see the media driving politicians ultimately to destroy our country based on, I mean, lies. That's the danger, is that it's driving these politicians. You're seeing all of the fear and all of the backlash. And if you don't believe this, and if you don't believe that masks work, and if you don't, you can see they're being pressured and driving politicians to destroy the country, the economy, all based on lies, all based on gimmicks, all based on the way that they build the cases and count the cases. Those scams and all of the accounting gimmicks go with it.
Yeah, and yet USA Today also runs an article today about people profiteering from masks and all sorts of other gizmos and gadgets. Don't they understand that people that are profiteering from these things are going to want these numbers ginned up? They report these things as if there couldn't possibly be any causal connection between those that want to sell people stuff regarding the pandemic, the so-called pandemic, and the fact that those people have no interest in seeing case and death data go down. In fact, they have an interest in seeing case and death data, ginned up arbitrarily and falsely and with fraud, as we're seeing and as the Collin County example shows. Now, before we get to a caller, real quick, Jason, you were on the ground recently. You went to three hospitals, South Texas. We're told hospitals are top heavy with people rushing in, practically dropping dead or sick from COVID. I mean, you, listening to the media, you'd almost think that's what's happening. What did you find?
Here's what I found in South Texas, Mark, is, and I was at some of these locations and I waited there and I watched so I can observe to see if there was any flow or what was happening, visitations. And so what I was astounded to see are the parking lots completely empty. So you're talking about in two of the major hospitals here in South Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, the parking lots were completely empty. I went in to the front and looked in the hallways. You can see nobody. They look like ghost towns. And so at one of those facilities, I did see somebody that was delivering flowers. And that was because of birth. So, you know, but that was, you know, so you could see because they had all the baby stuff with them. But that was the only traffic I saw. The entire parking lots are vacant. It is spooky, actually, to see parking lots that look like nobody have been there and have been there for a long time. I mean, the parking lots were just completely empty. One of the other hospitals, they actually had their parking lot blocked off, so you couldn't even park there. They had cones and blockades and everything. But again, hallways looked empty. You know, you didn't see a hustle, a bustle of people. So that's the case there. Now, another hospital did have a little bit of traffic, but they were to primarily the other facilities attached to the hospital. So there's other kinds of different departments dealing with different things. So for other medical services. So you can see some of those parking lots, but even that hospital, it had thousands of parking lots because it's a huge facility, a big campus, and the parking was, I mean, you could park there when typically you would see the parking lots full, and which is quite disturbing to me to see parking lots full in America. Anyway, America's hospitals. But I'm talking about where the media's telling us there's no vacancies. You see, you know, everything is going to collapse and they can't provide medical services. Seems to me, Mark, that there's a lot of vacancies because the parking lots are empty.
Well, what's really strange there, and here we go again, is that that means that they're trying to make all this room for this COVID rush because, you know, they'll tell you that any case is an infection when not all cases are infections. You actually have to have symptoms and have a viral load and replication of the virus and actually get sick to be called infected. But they'll gin up all these numbers like we've talked about. They'll conflate cases and infections as if they're one and the same thing when they're not necessarily one and the same thing. They're ginning things up and exaggerating and inflating and conflating, falsifying, doing fraudulent things left, right, and center. And yet, when the room is made at the hospitals and they begin to forbid or drastically reduce elective surgeries and everyday things that they might come to a hospital for, doing their routine medical regimens under Medicare, whatever the case might be. So once again, all these people are sidelined on the outside looking in, left to fend for themselves at home. Maybe they're better off in some ways. Maybe they'll discover nutrition and that you don't always need all these medications. That could be a good thing, granted, but nevertheless, they're sidelined. It's as if no other medical considerations matter, Jason. It's COVID or bust. You know, where are women giving birth to children now? I mean, are they allowed inside? Are we going to see the return of midwives? Maybe that's not altogether a bad thing. But you see this ridiculous and ominous idea that you can just give it all up for COVID, that no other medical procedures or appointments or operations even matter anymore, all over a completely speculative and wildly exaggerated, misreported, distorted, fraudulent pandemic. It's outrageous.
It is absolutely outrageous. And let me say this, Mark. Is also, I was able to reach out to some healthcare workers, and here's what they're seeing in some even different facilities like subacute facilities and things of that nature. They are seeing some of the lowest census numbers they've ever seen, to the point where they're having to lay off nurses.
Yeah, exactly.
They call it a census. That's, you know, depending on how many beds they have, and then based upon how many beds are full. Then they based upon scheduling, and that's what they do is their census. How many beds are full? They're seeing really historically low census numbers to the point where they happen to lay off nurses and lay off staff because of the census being very, very low. So on certain things, though, when it comes to dialysis and other things like that, there's actually a rise in cases of those things. So, you know what I mean? So there's different areas, and there's a whole other, you know, we can't really get into it, but there's a whole other side of this where you're seeing people that are needing medical care that are not getting it because of the fear and because of the different things behind the COVID and the COVID scare.
Yeah, you would think that COVID is the only thing that a person could die of. They could also die of being denied treatment or certain surgeries or certain appointments. Or certain medication, although I'm not a big believer in pharmaceuticals by any stretch, but in some cases, you know, it's not like COVID's the only boogeyman out there. You know, this inordinate fear of death on the one hand and inordinate fear of a COVID death, it's a neurotic and completely paranoid mindset, completely divorced from any logic or principles whatsoever, divorced from the truth, divorced from the facts. total fraud. And this has to come to an end. Given what happened in Collin County and what was revealed, it's time for this to come to an end. That's what I'm getting at in today's radio show. I'm not putting up with it anymore. This has got to stop before our freedoms are completely bulldozed. Now, we have a caller, Laura from Michigan. I hope she hung on.
I'm here, Mark.
Hey there.
I just
there.
Wanted to bring something to your...
I'm in Michigan, too, right now. Go right ahead.
I thought I wanted to bring something to your attention. If you could go to YouTube, it's called Michigan Parking Lot Confrontation. It happened in Lake Orion, Michigan. Anyway, when you see it, I'll give you the end game, what happened. The white pregnant woman ended up with a felony assault, and the husband ended up getting fired from Oakland University. You know what happened after you see the YouTube.
You're talking a little bit loudly into the phone. There's a little bit of a distortion, but repeat the highlight once more, please, Laura. Repeat what the highlight is of that video.
Okay, the YouTube is Michigan parking lot commotion, and it happened in Lake Orion, Michigan. And the pregnant wife, she got aggravated felony assault. The husband got fired from Oakland University. I just wonder whenever you get a chance to look at it.
Michigan parking lot commotion, did you say?
Commotion or confrontation.
Oh, Michigan parking lot confrontation.
Yeah.
I want to make sure people can find the video. So those are the best words to punch in into YouTube?
I think so, yeah.
Michigan parking lot confrontation.
Yeah.
And what location is it again?
Lake Orion, Michigan.
Lake Orion, spell that, please.
O-R-I-O-N.
O-R-I-O-N, Lake Orion or Lake Orion, Michigan. Okay.
Lake Orion,
parking lot confrontation. Lake Orion, Michigan. O-R-I-O-N. I appreciate that, Laura.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. And, it's ridiculous because, you know, the media and the establishment with the Big E, you know, they can lie about, like, certain esoteric or mysterious things. You know, they can say, well, you know, you can't really say what goes on behind closed doors at a Bilderberg meeting. For all you know, it's just a bunch of innocent lobbying. And yes, it's behind closed doors. You can't actually see it. But when they tell us hospitals are overwhelmed, and you can actually go there and see that not only are they not overwhelmed, but there's almost no one there, then there's no dispute here. It's not like it's behind the, you know, proverbial closed door within this inside the smoky room. You know, this is out in the open where we can see the fraud, where we can see the discrepancy. And yet they tell us to our face. Go on.
I'm in a nursing home, okay? And they're trying to give me that PCR test, and I refused it on the grounds that they can't give me a pharmaceutical anything that I don't agree to. I'm the only person in the facility that would not take it. So now every time I won't take it, they put me in 14-day quarantine. Solitary confinement. No, I can't go out to see the sun or nothing.
You can't go outside?
Nope. Don't let me outside. Nope, I can't go outside my room. And no socialization with anybody.
Let me get this
straight.
Because
I'm turning this down.
You're employed at a nursing home. I want to make sure I understand, right? You're employed there.
Yeah, I'm a patient. Yeah, I'm a patient.
No, not employed, a patient.
Oh, you're a patient. Excuse me.
I'm a patient.
Want to make sure I get that straight.
Right.
Very interesting. Thanks for the call, Laura. Your thoughts, Jason?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Laura. I would say that's unconstitutional because you are a human being and you have rights. And so...
Inherent God-given rights.
Right. So they can't give you...
rights.
That's right. They can't take away anything, Laura, from you because they didn't give it to you. God gave it to you. So that's very unconstitutional. I think they're putting themselves in a big liability situation. So just because that there's this pandemic and this scare doesn't mean that they have to treat you the way they're treating you. So that's my thoughts. And it is, I would find a local representation or something. You need to speak to the manager or somebody that's in charge there, even the CEO of that nursing home, and take care of business.
We now have another caller, and it is sometimes co-host with me here on Stop the Presses, Johnny Delirious, who has his own RBN show on Sundays. Johnny, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Mark, I wanted to point something out, you know, and I'm glad you guys brought up Ron Paul, because he made a very interesting symbology or analogy. He said, you know, they keep moving the goalposts. They keep moving the goalposts. So basically, when they change things, first it was only deaths were important, and then now it's like even cases are, you know, counted as, you know, COVID infections or whatever. But in the process of all this, what they're doing is they're destroying our standards, and they're getting the population trained as well as the politicians and the officials trained to accept that there are no standards, really. Just do what the media bullies you to do. This is one of the things I think that the entrainment is purposely doing. And one thing I want to bring up, yeah, they want to eliminate all of our traditions and everything, but one of the main things, they're trying to eliminate the actual scientific method, you know? I mean, just because there's a case, that doesn't mean that person's sick. That doesn't mean they're going to, you know, going to spread it or whatever. But they're trying to make a case just as dangerous as somebody who's sick, you know? So all of a sudden, that standard's out the window. That scientific method is gone. Me, as a laboratory naturopathic doctor, it's so important to stick to the scientific method, to stick with the methodology, and you have to, in order to get good data from your testing and to provide good data to the doctors or to, you know, that's the result that you want to have is a standard. Just like, you know, the basic scientific method, you have observation, you question it, you form a hypothesis, then you test it, you modify that. And then, you know, you gather that data and you provide that methodology. And anybody else in the world, somebody in Osaka, Japan, runs the same test with the same methodology, and they come up with the same, you know, exact result that you proposed in your hypothesis. Well, then it becomes a valid theory. And then when enough people around the world do it over and over again and they come with the same exact conclusion based on your methodology, then that theory becomes scientific law, and that doesn't change. And that's especially in effect with epidemiology, you know, because we have viruses and bacteria and pathogens all around us, in us, and, you know, we grew it. We couldn't live without them. We need them. They're a part of our life. They're a part of life on Earth. It's all the whole part of God's creation. We need all of that. And to identify one particular thing as being bad, for like the COVID, it's just like any other flu. I don't like the flu either, but if you have a strong immunity system, then all flu is irrelevant because you won't get sick from it. That is the standard that they're trying to erase.
You know, exactly right. They want, and the real crime in their methodology, rather than scientific legitimate methodology, they want us to have a methodology in this mask parade, if you get my drift, and they parade it under the name Fauci as if it is science. To add insult to injury, Johnny, Anthony Fauci, the world's foremost expert, you know, and they put all of it on this one man who's the king of the doctors. And so they, to add total insult to extreme injury, they take non-science and peddle it as science. That's the worst part of all, in this complete abandonment of standards and principles.
Well, you have all these experts like Fauci and all of them, you know. The only ones that are telling the truth, Mark, are retired. Okay? They're the only ones that know, you know, that are epidemiologists. The only ones that are really telling the truth are retired because they have no, you know, body over them. There's no threat if they're over 70, you know. They're telling the truth. And one last thing before I go, they're trying to push this vaccine. They're trying to push the tracing app. You know, for the and push the phone app. So once you have that, you know, anybody with a phone can tell anybody around them who's a carrier and who's not. They could not necessarily be sick. They could not necessarily be endangering anybody. You know, they could be asymptomatic, but they're part of the data that's going in from all these contact tracers, and they're going to that, you know, categorize everybody. That's their goal. So all of a sudden, you know, not only will you have the snitch squad after you if you're not following the narrative, but also everybody that you're around will know who is who as far as the COVID thing. So they're trying to make that the new standard. But what it really is they're eliminating all the real standards and imposing their tyrannical standard. So that way the snitch squads will have a legitimacy and a purpose, and the contact tracers can then basically run, you know, control everybody. So they can control the politicians as well, you know, and they may not even have an education. But they're, you know, they've been trained as contact tracers, and you're not. You know, there's so many here and so many there, and you know, your city's out of control. And then all of a sudden, they will be shamed. Johnny,
yeah, exactly. We're nearing the end of the show. Jason, any final reflections?
Yeah, you could see a rapid, I mean, this is probably in history. We see things happening very quick and them trying to do things very quick, the standard getting lowered extremely quick. What's the next thing they're going to do? They're going to start putting yellow stars on everybody because you are sick, you have a cold, you have a sneeze, you have asthma, you have, you know, and so you could see everything beginning to change and evolve. Why? Because they want to control, they want to, you know, that's both basically it. They want to control everybody and manipulate everybody, and how they're doing it is they're doing it with fear. And so, you know, and that's the thing about it is we can't really believe all of this, even the surge. And I'll just leave it with this. It's like you watch the ocean. This is the best analogy I know. You watch the ocean and you see those big waves out there. And then as it gets closer, you know, there's those little ripples. And at those ripples is mostly foam. And that's what's happening is they're calling that foam a surge. But that the surge is far behind us. There's, you know, there's that big wave. That wave of things, but now we can see things lowering down. So anyway, it's a bunch of hot air, a bunch of foam, it's a bunch of fear.
Thanks, Jason, for co-hosting with me today. Thanks, Johnny, for calling in. And Laura from Michigan, best of luck to you, Laura. Hang in there. Godspeed. We'll see everybody next time. And don't forget, Alice and the Money Tree, you can order directly from me. A great book. Learn how the money tricksters engineer their usurious program. And we'll see everybody next time here on Stop the Presses. Have a great day.
Anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.